The first droid he encountered was a spindly thing with one photoreceptor, one manipulator, a poorly tuned dual repulsor and power plant, and very little else. It was tugging at a cable dangling from an almost sheer cliff face of garbage. As its repulsor whined, small avalanches tumbled from above, bouncing off its metal shell and making it squawk and wobble in midair. As soon as it saw him, it began to tug more vigorously, provoking a full-scale collapse that buried it under a large mound of rubbish. Caught by its predicament, the apprentice used the force to push the rubbish away, allowing the droid to burst free. It danced with considerable disorientation in the air for a moment before regaining its balance, grabbing the freed cable from among the debris, and zigzagging up the canyon with it clutched tightly in its single manipulator, rising loudly as it went. "Captain Eclipse," he said into his comlink.
"Juno here.
Do Imperial records have any reports of Rodian scavengers on Raxus Prime?"
"Accessing the databank now."
While she searched, he found them swarming over the corpse of a crashed starship that lay directly in his path. Obviously the corvette she had mentioned earlier. From the vantage point of a teetering trash hill, he peered through electrobinoculars at the green-skinned aliens and the tribe of tiny brown-robed Jawas they had coerced into service. There were dozens of them, with several tracked vehicles lined up to take their booty away. The Corellian corvette was being sliced up for scrap, meter by meter, with delicate and therefore more valuable components removed before the cutting machines came in. The starship lay directly between him and the temple and was far too big to get around. That could take him hours. The longer he roamed Raxus Prime, the greater the chances that he might be discovered. He would have to either go through the starship or move it. Juno returned with the details of his find.
"Looks like you have stumbled across Drexel Roosh and his clan. Drexel is wanted for 38 counts of fraud, selling faulty materiel, and illegal slave trading."
"I think we've discovered where he's getting all of his goods." One of the Rodians was yelling at the others in Basic, adding insults to the Jawas for good measure.
"Move faster, you scum. The scavenger droids will be here soon."
He waved a large blade with imperious disdain, not caring whom it struck. This, the apprentice assumed, was Drexel. The purple-faced Rodian wore a jetpack and heavy armor, and was strutting self-importantly back and forth. On moving to another vantage point, the apprentice ascertained that the starship had at least one engine still in its housing, a bulky hyperdrive that seemed to be undamaged. Perfect. The apprentice began to climb down through the litter of foothills. A Rodian sentry, still jittery from the skirmish with the droids, barely had time to squawk in his alien tongue before the apprentice silenced him forever with a quick sweep of his blade. He hurried by into the bowels of the corvette. Barely had he entered than an alarm went up, triggered not by him, but in response to a new influx of droids. The effect was the same. Every Rodian scavenger was on alert. His job instantly became that much more complicated. A herd of Jawas ran by. He let them go, not having a second to spare, and followed the most likely route to the hyperdrive. When a pair of Rodians stepped out of a hole in the wall ahead of him, he didn't give them a chance to raise the blasters. He sliced one in two while the other fell back clutching his throat.